This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative, capitalist evangelist. We're in the world-famous war room coming to you from Wayne Manor in the country I call Trumpland. And I am always on the warpath because there's always something to rip up Democrats and liberals and progressives and communists and socialists. And it's all one. Communists and socialists and globalists. It's all one. They're all the same thing. Don't tell me liberals are any different than communists. If you look at the Democratic Party, which covers both moderate Democrats and liberal Democrats, the Democratic Party in general has the exact same agenda as the Communist Party of the United States platform. Go look. I dare you. Go type it in your computer sometime today, tonight. Communist Party of America. And look at their agenda, look at their platform, and tell me every single plank of their platform isn't the same as the Democratic Party. Almost always exactly the same, occasionally maybe communist light, but it always leads down the same road. There's no difference. They're wacko, they're radical, they're extreme. Anybody could see it. They don't have a single candidate that's even slightly moderate other than Joe Biden. And he's not even slightly moderate because the things he said to win over the left of the Democratic Party puts him in the same extreme left category, even though we know he doesn't quite believe it. He's not that bad. But now the polls are out. I was just talking about Trump's poll. Trump at 50% approval rating as of Saturday at Rasmussen. But even if he's today at 48 or 49, it doesn't matter. Those are great numbers, much better than Obama's numbers, much better than the numbers Obama had when he got reelected in 2012, and much better than Trump had when he got elected in 2016. And so Trump's in great shape after a week of nonstop attacks because of Wayne Root and Donald Trump together saying some things that got the media in an uproar. And it didn't matter again. It never matters. Because the fact is, there's a bunch of people who don't like Trump. So you didn't change one of their minds. They already hated him. And there's a bunch of people who love Trump. You'll never change our minds. So the electorate is so set in its ways that the media goes crazy and they don't understand. Nobody's listening. You're preaching to the choir. Nobody cares. But now Joe Biden's a different story. He's the only chance they have. I've said all along, I believe that there'll be a new candidate in the race come next March, April. Somebody new in an emergency like Michelle Obama. Because they're going to realize they can't beat Trump. They've got no chance they're going to lose in a landslide. But if no new candidate emerges and you ask me who'd win the nomination, I've said this on the show before, I think it'll be Elizabeth Warren for president, Kamala Harris for vice president, because they live and die, the Democrats and the liberals and the communists and the socialists and the globalists, with identity politics. And so their only choice is to run two women against Trump and make him out to be this hateful man who hates women and try and run two women to get a woman ticket. That's what I think the ticket will be. I know it won't be Biden because Biden is this incompetent guy with dementia, or it seems like he's got dementia. He doesn't know where he is or what he's doing anymore. It's so obvious that he's now plummeted to third place in the polls. He's been up by 20-something points for literally months. But it doesn't matter. It's not 2020. It's 2019. It's way too early. Peaked way too early. Jeb Bush did the same thing back in 2015. He was the early leader by a mile, and everyone thought he'd win it. And guess what? You ever hear Jeb Bush's name anymore? He's disappeared off the face of the earth. Gone. Doesn't exist. So don't tell me who's going to win it a year in advance. It's ridiculous. And a year in advance, Biden looked like he'd win it. I kept saying he's never going to get there. And I know that quite a few experts and smart people who I respect think that Biden's going to win the nomination. He's not going to win the nomination. He's now in third place. He's plummeted. got 19% of the vote in a national poll, according to Monmouth University, behind Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who both have 20. How did I come up with the fact it was going to be Elizabeth Warren? I don't know. I don't know, but I did. But Joe Biden lost ground with white Democrats dramatically. Voters of color dramatically. Voters without a college degree lost it dramatically. College graduates, he lost a little bit of ground. Men, he lost a lot of ground. Women, a little bit of ground. Among voters under 50, he lost a ton of ground. And voters age 50 and over, he lost a ton of ground. So he lost a ton of ground with everybody. And you know you're in trouble. I got to drink my real water because my voice is a little scratchy today because I spent the entire morning in meetings talking, as I always do. I'm the only radio host in the United States of America who is a businessman like Trump, who works all day on my businesses, and then kind of as a hobby does a three-hour national TV and radio show. And it's just all day long, talking, 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 business calls, business meetings. It's amazing that I get here to do this 3 hours a day. And it's amazing I haven't lost my voice in 3.5 years. But I always come close a couple of times a day. So here's the thing. Can you imagine if a candidate gets to the point where he's got to say, I'm not going nuts? Joe Biden had to say at a New Hampshire rally this weekend that he's not going nuts. I want to be clear, I'm not going nuts. And this is all because he was unable to recollect the speech he gave at Dartmouth College only hours earlier. He said, I'm not sure whether it was the medical school or where the hell I spoke, but it was on the campus. And this defense by Biden of himself, not being nuts, comes as Biden's top allies, staunchest allies, even campaign representatives, are scared to death because he's confusing times and places on the campaign trail. Last week, while addressing voters in Iowa, he mistakenly claimed that Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy were assassinated in the late 1970s. And, you know, I was born in 61. Even I know that it was 68 when Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy were killed 2 months apart, murdered 2 months apart. Even I know that it was 68. I was 7 years old at the time, but I remember it was in the 70s. But Joe Biden's losing it. He's going cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Here's a guy who was in New Hampshire and said he was glad to be in Vermont and gave a speech 2 hours ago at Dartmouth, didn't know where the hell he gave the speech. He also got in trouble because he said the following about the kids at Parkland. You know, the Florida high school, Marjorie Stoneham High School, where there was the mass shooting. That was in 2018. That was last year. Guess who the president was? Trump. But Biden said those kids in Parkland came up to see me when I was vice president. And then he claimed the visitors visited Congress. The lawmakers were basically cowering, not wanting to see them. They did not want to face it on camera. And he was the tough guy who faced it as vice president. So much tougher than the Congress people. Except he wasn't vice president. President Trump was president, which means Mike Pence was vice president. When Marjorie Stoneham, i.e. Parkland, happened, Trump was president of the United States and vice president was Mike Pence. So Joe Biden is losing his mind. He doesn't know places. He doesn't know dates. He doesn't know where he is. And he's now in third place in a Monmouth University poll. And I read there are multiple polls that put him in second or third place. All right. Some good news today. Great news. Because you won't hear this anywhere else except Wayne Allyn Raw and Unfiltered. You could tune to anywhere else and you don't get it. Because nobody is a rah-rah celebrator of Donald Trump except me. In the media, nobody is. I mean, even Sean Hannity on Fox News, got to be careful what he says. All of them on Fox News, they're all friends of mine, and they all confide in me. It's very tough to say what you want on Fox News, because Fox News, it's not left or anything, but it's moved to the center, and the people who run it don't want you saying, don't want you being too friendly to Trump, don't want you celebrating Trump, you know, and they like the fact, and they push the fact, they have people like Shepard Smith, and, what's the guy, Wallace, I can't remember his first name, but there's a guy named Chris Wallace, and they've got Brett Baer, and those were all anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers, negative people towards Trump. They seem to want a Democrat to get elected, a lot of the Fox News personalities. So you just don't hear good news anymore, but outside of Fox, if you have a chance to hear it, it's Fox. You'll always hear it here on Wayne Allyn Root at Newsmax. But then there's nowhere else to hear it. None of the major network evening news is ABC, NBC, CBS. PBS, CNN, MSNBC? Never. Washington Post? Never. New York Times? Never. LA Times? Never. Most other newspapers? Never. Wall Street Journal? Very conservative, but not for Trump, because they're for much more immigration into the country, killing American workers. Thank you, Wall Street Journal, for betraying us all. So, you won't hear this, but Trump may have just won the trade war with China, and he also had a huge deal to announce that you won't hear in the news with Japan. People forget about Japan. Number one in the world is America, right? Number one economy. Number two, China. Number three is Japan. People forget about that. Number three economy is Japan. And Japan just cut a huge trade deal with the United States. And they're going to buy all kinds of products from us, billions and billions of dollars worth of products, but all of the surplus corn that we've got, saving the farmers in the Midwest. So China doesn't matter anymore. And Japan ganged up on China with the United States. So it's number one and number three against number two. That was huge. That was announced over the weekend, and the media doesn't care. The other thing that was announced over the weekend is that China made a call to the Trump White House, and they said, we want to start negotiations again in September, and we want a quick resolution to the trade war. We want it to be calm. We don't want this anymore. No more screaming. No more hate. We want to be calm. Why? Because the stock market's crashing. Their economy's crashing. 3 million people are out of work in China, all because President Trump put their foot, his boot on their necks. His foot, his boot on their necks. He killed the Chinese economy. They're in major trouble. America's economy? There's no recession. We're going great. Is there a little trouble on the horizon? Yeah. But at this moment, the American economy is the Goldilocks economy. It's perfect. The GDP, the gross domestic product, the economic growth, fantastic. Jobs, fantastic. Every measurement, fantastic. And there's no inflation. Fantastic. Goldilocks economy. China's economy, major trouble. Thank you, President Trump. Great job. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. Welcome back. So many things to tell you about. People say you talk fast. I don't really talk this fast in real life. I just can't get everything out in these segments, you know? I've got so much to talk about. I have enough of stocks of news to do a 9-hour show, and I got to try and get as much of it out as I can in a 1-hour show. It's as simple as that, a 3-hour radio show. It's unbelievable. And by the way, you saw I came so close to losing my voice in the last segment, but I haven't lost my voice. I mean, I've come close, but I've never lost it in 3.5+ years. Now it's 3 years and, I guess, 8 months I've been on the air, radio and TV, national radio and national TV. And it's because of my doctor's suggest. These are their silver lozenges. They're alkaline silver lozenges. And for years, I took colloidal silver, but that's a thing of the past. Alkaline silver is so much better and more effective than colloidal silver. And I take these lozenges, and just now, in the break, I sucked on my cherry silver lozenge from my doctor's suggest. And my voice is back to perfect again. The trouble is when it starts to break in the middle of a segment, you can't very well pop a silver lozenge in your mouth in the middle of the segment and talk to people with a lozenge in your mouth. It's kind of hard. But my voice is back to completely normal again. I don't feel any hoarseness because I sucked on this amazing silver lozenge. The properties are amazing. It kills bad bacteria, virus. It kills yeast, it kills all the bad stuff, but it doesn't do any harm to the good bacteria. It's amazing. And they've got a dozen different products. I use their soap in the shower. I use their mouthwash. I use their silver solution. I use their silver gel when my dog's tooth went through my lip. Remember that? If you're a regular watching the show, I almost lost my lip. I thought I needed a bunch of stitches. Blood was everywhere. It was spurting out of my lip. Bubba's tooth, my baby golden doodle's tooth, hit my mouth when we were playing with each other, and it sliced my lip, and there's nothing there anymore. There's not even a scar. It's all healed. It's amazing. Give them a call, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/roots, and you get 20% off if you say you watch the Wainwright Show or you use the promo code ROOTS. Let's grab Pat in South Philly. Pat, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Brother Root, how you doing?
Good, good. What's happening?
Well, what I want to talk about, you were just talking about the, you were talking about Bucky Biden.
Yeah.
All he likes to do is just show them big chops, all them caps. He likes to show all them big chops. But I mean, this man, for 40-some years, he said he's in politics, Wayne.
Yeah.
I want to know what he did. What did he do? For 8 years, he was in the White House, grabbing $200,000 a year for 8 years. He beat the people out of $1,600,000. That's over $1.5 million, and did absolutely nothing to earn that money. So look who he was in the White House with.
Well,
the other guy was a disgrace.
And Philly, listen, here's the deal, Pat from Philly. I'll give you one. He was in the White House with Obama and presided over the worst economy since the Great Depression and caused it with Obama's policies. So he gets the blame. And now you have Trump, and he wants to take the credit. It's ridiculous. The only area, I disagree with you a little bit, Pat, is you said he was in the White House for 8 years and he wasted our money. Well, all vice presidents waste our money. I'll give them that much. That's the only area. Yeah, he wasted our money, but all VPs don't do anything. They go to funerals, you know? They don't have a job.
But what could he do to earn that kind of salary, though, Wayne?
Well, no vice president does. I'm just saying, I'm not defending Biden. I don't like the guy, and I don't think he'll ever be the nominee, because he seems to have dementia. He doesn't even know where he is anymore. But forget all that. I'm just saying to you, I don't like him. I don't like Obama. I think he did a terrible job. He's part of Obama's team. They ruined the economy. They killed the middle class. I'm just saying, don't crack on Biden for not earning his money.
Wayne.
No vice president earns his money. That's all.
Wayne. Yeah. All our president's got to do, he has to do, like, no advertising. Just show that picture with them 10 donkeys with their hands up saying everybody's going to get free medical care. Just show that picture.
Yeah.
Just show that picture.
All right, Pat, thank you. I'm not quite sure which picture he means. I don't even really know. But the end result is free health care. Free health care for whom? For illegal aliens? Free health care for people from foreign countries who are dying of cancer? So they should come here and we should have a $1 million bill? I don't know which picture Pat's talking about. I don't know who he meant. But I know, you know, it's insane to offer free health care to people who are illegal in your country or any foreigner in the world who wants to come here legally. Let's just say you do it legally. You can't offer free health care to every person around the world who's sick, because all the world's sick will come to America, and they will overwhelm us and bankrupt our whole country and bankrupt our whole health care system. Are you kidding me? So I don't know who Pat was referring to. I don't know what picture he was referring to. I guess it was a meme or something. I never saw it. But if you're giving free health care to illegal aliens, you're bankrupt. If you're giving free health care to foreigners who come here legally, you're bankrupt. If you're giving free health care to any woman who wants to drop a baby on American soil, you're bankrupt. And if you're giving free health care to anyone in the world with cancer, America's bankrupt. Democrats are insane.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Defense attorneys are reacting to the judge's ruling that Johnson & Johnson must pay $572 million to the state of Oklahoma for marketing opioids.
We are disappointed and disagree with the judge's decision. We believe that it is flawed.
That's defense attorney Sabrina Strong, who says the pharmaceutical company has sympathy for those who suffer from substance abuse, but insists that Johnson & Johnson did nothing to cause the opioid crisis. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is feeling well enough to make a public appearance after completing cancer treatment. The 86-year-old justice picked up an honorary degree from the University of Buffalo Law School on Monday and also did a Q&A with some of the students. And Republican Congressman from Wisconsin, Sean Duffy, is stepping down at the end of next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn, Ron Unfiltered on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio. Breaking news, the New York Times confirms a grand jury has been seated in Washington, D.C., is now reviewing evidence on CNN contributor and former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. Folks, you know what they say about a prosecutor, a good one? He can indict a ham sandwich in front of a grand jury. So I think it's a fait accompli. Andrew McCabe, former deputy director of the FBI, is going to wind up indicted. Do you realize he was just hired like a week ago by CNN? CNN, the same network that badmouthed me and called me a conspiracy theorist because a guy like me would question why you would hire a guy who's about to be indicted? I guess that makes me a conspiracy theorist. Why would a major American network hire a guy who was so corrupt he's about to be indicted and committed so many crimes at the FBI? He was a leaker. And he was setting people up. He set up General Flynn, and he tried to set up President Trump. Terrible, terrible guy, Andrew McCabe. That's why they want him at CNN. They love terrible liberals, terrible people who are conspiring to take down the Trump presidency. And they're rewarding that guy. But now you're going to have a guy that you just hired who's going to be indicted. Makes a lot of sense, right? Sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, Sam Landis, speaking of terrible people in government, the IRS under Obama tried to destroy my life, and I found, after auditioning all the best lawyers in the country, tax lawyers, I found one great one, Sam Landis. I chose to go with him, and he saved my life not once but twice. The IRS came after me again, and he beat the entire United States IRS for me twice, charged me very little. I begged him to do the same for you, and now he's got the lawyers IRS resolution services. Total cost, $190 a month. Most cases concluded in 3 to 6 months. You start with a free consultation with a real-life tax attorney, not a salesperson, not a pitch person, not a secretary or something, but literally a tax attorney, and it's free. Check it out, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. You got problems with the IRS? 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis, my buddy. Thank you, Sam. All right, so Bernie Kerik is our guest. It's rare that we have guests on this show. As you know, I do a show with no script, with no notes, with no teleprompter. I just react and respond and rant for an hour to the biggest news stories of the day. I don't like guests. I only have special guests. They got to be A++. And this guy has turned into a good friend of mine. We just had breakfast in Las Vegas about a week ago, or maybe it's 10 days ago. He's the former New York City police commissioner, not just any police commissioner, but the heroic police commissioner during 9/11, and he's an incredibly bright guy, and he's with us today, Bernie Kerik. Hey, Bernie, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, I had you on my radio show no less than a week ago talking about Jeffrey Epstein and a whole other bunch of topics, but we never got to the most important topic. And I saw that a magazine story came out about you, what a hero you are for putting together the defense team and being a consultant that helped get a innocent verdict for Eddie Gallagher, the Navy SEAL in San Diego, who the government wanted to put in jail for life, a hero who was overseas killing terrorists, and they tried to indict him, or they did indict him, they tried to convict him on murder trial. How do you murder a terrorist? You're a Navy SEAL. Your job is to kill terrorists. Craziest thing I've ever seen. How can you murder a terrorist? Aren't you supposed to kill terrorists when you're a Navy SEAL, Bernie Kerik?
Well, you're supposed to, and honestly, Wayne, that's one of the reasons I got involved in the case. A lot of people I don't think would understand this, but in the aftermath of September 11th, President Bush came to Ground Zero on the 14th, that Friday.
And how many cops did you lose on 9/11? You personally, as police commissioner, how many got killed?
I lost 23 in the NYPD. We lost 37 Port Authority cops. And we lost 343 firefighters. And we've lost dozens since as a result of illnesses from 9/11.
Yes. Right.
So nobody knows better than I do what happens when the wrong people are allowed to come into this country. And President Bush said on that day that we're going to hold accountable the people that attacked the city and the country. And what do? We send the Navy SEALs. We send special operators, Delta, special forces. We send all these guys overseas to kill the enemy. And this guy, Eddie Gallagher.
Eight
combat tours with the U.S. Navy.
What a hero.
Went over and was doing exactly what he was trained to do, what he was told to do. And in this case, and I have to tell you, I learned so much about Gallagher himself. You know, the witnesses in the case, the witnesses from some of the lower level to some of the commanders, all agreed Eddie Gallagher was a legend, in their words, a legend in the U.S. Navy SEALs. But here we are on one day in May of 2014. He kills 39 terrorists. There's one left over who did not die in an attack on a compound. That guy later dies, and then they charge Eddie Gallagher with war crimes.
Wow.
The most substantial war crimes case in the history of the Navy. They charge him with stabbing to death this terrorist. So in my eyes, I was confused. I was upset. I was disgusted with the system. But I'm going to tell you something, Wayne, and this goes back to your earlier comment about what's going on with Andrew McCabe.
Yes.
You know what? What happened to Eddie Gallagher is no different than what happened with McCabe and General Flynn.
And Comey and all these guys. They're all bad guys, yeah.
We have, you know, prosecutors in this country, whether it's the United States military or the U.S. Attorney's Office, we have prosecutors that think it's okay to break the law to enforce it. You know, you have a case, actually, Wayne, you have a case right there in Vegas. Bill Walters, who I think you know.
Billy Walters, friend of mine, yeah.
Billy Walters was charged with some kind of SEC.
Insider trading. It was insider trading.
And guess what? The FBI agent, in his case, the FBI agent was found to be engaging in criminal conduct that he's now being investigated for in that investigation.
Now, doesn't that give Billy Walters an appeal? Doesn't he have a chance at an appeal because of this?
He does have an appeal that's going through the process. Could be going to the Supreme Court. But I think it's completely insane that we are spending all this time on investigations. Like, sort of like you said, prosecutors can indict a ham sandwich. That's
right.
No joke.
Right.
That is no joke. That's no lie.
Well, let's hope they're trying to indict Andrew McCabe. Let's hope for once it works the other way, too, right? I mean, it always seems to work that Republicans get indicted.
Andrew McCabe is a guy that we know made false statements.
Right.
Under oath three times in front of Congress. Once
and leaked.
Bureau,
and leaked.
Intentionally.
And framed General Flynn.
And a number of other things. But you know what? This is exactly what we saw in Eddie Gallagher's case. Exactly what we saw.
So let me ask you this. Let me cut to the quick. I got to ask you a question. Wait, I got to ask you a question. And we're talking to Bernie Kerik, the former New York City police commissioner, who's a great guy, who the enemy went after him, too. The bad guys went after Bernie Kerik and put him in prison. The police commissioner. My buddy. Amazing. But let me ask you this. Why did they go after Eddie Gallagher? Why? Did you ever ascertain why?
Yeah, well, what happened was you had three what I call millennial mutineers. These were young Navy SEALs, first time combat deployment, scared to death. Eddie Gallagher called them out, called them cowards, called them, well, I won't say exactly what he called them.
That's what happened.
You know, he put them on the spot.
Right, as well he should.
Tried to do him and his career, and the case went to trial. But the investigators didn't investigate. The prosecutors engaged in criminal conduct. The prosecutors in the Eddie Gallagher trial spied on the defense team.
Wow.
If they engaged in criminal conduct.
Were they listening in on calls? What do you mean by spying? Were they listening in on calls?
They actually put tracking beacons on our emails to determine who we were talking to, who
wow.
we were communicating with.
This is America,
you know,
today.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's going on all over the country. It happened to Bill Walters. It happened to Eddie Gallagher. It happened to General Flynn. It happened to, you know,
It happened to you.
It
happened to you.
It happened to me. You know what? There has to be accountability. Until there's accountability for U.S. prosecutors and federal agents and law enforcement agents that engage in criminal conduct, until there's accountability and they're held accountable, this stuff is going to continue.
All right, Bernie, we got like a minute and change left, so let me just ask you, please give us a happy ending. Please tell us the happy ending of this story. You put the dream team together of the two of the best lawyers in America, and you guys won, and Eddie Gallagher is innocent, correct?
Eddie Gallagher was acquitted on all of the charges, but now listen, he was convicted of being in a photo with a dead terrorist. So I'll leave you with this. There were 11 people in the photo. One of those guys was his lieutenant, his boss. None of them were charged. None of them were charged with the crime. None of them were being harassed by the Navy. And yet the Navy's still holding up Eddie Gallagher's retirement.
Nonsense. Right. They're trying to take his pension. They're trying to take his pension away, right?
Trying to take his pension. You know what? I think they're embarrassed. I think it's got to stop. Let the guy retire and go on about his business.
Yeah, I think these are, you know that term, petty officer? These are petty officers. Not because that's their title, because they're petty. These are officers who are petty who are going after Eddie Gallagher because he beat them. And my great President Trump, when he heard that they gave medals to the prosecutors who lost the case against Eddie Gallagher, Trump took their medals away. Correct, Bernie?
Rightfully so.
Yeah, I love Trump. So I love Trump, and I think this guy's great, too. Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner. What a great guy. Thank you, Bernie, for coming on the show. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th and 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strzok of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr., just a great to speak. And how about Wayne Alaroot? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Remember, CNN said I'm a conspiracy theorist. Well, they've spent 2.5 years wasting every inch of TV space on a conspiracy theory about Russian collusion that never happened and never was ever involving President Trump. But separate from that, they've ignored all the real conspiracies that really were happening. There's a ton of conspiracies that were happening. They were all an attempt by liberals to throw President Trump out of office after he won, and before that, to keep him from winning in the first place. They spied on him. They used fake FISA warrants. They went after all of his aides. They listened in on everything everybody was saying. The FISA warrant is the biggest joke in the history of America. This is the dirtiest game ever played in the history of United States politics, and CNN has completely missed it. Talk about conspiracy theorists. That's a conspiracy. That's a real one. The media conspired to kick Trump out and ignored a real conspiracy. They also ignored collusion by Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. Massive conspiracy to silence conservatives and Republicans and Trumpers in favor of Democrats. You can't even advertise anymore on Facebook if you're a conservative. What a massive conspiracy. And they won't cover that because they're part of the conspiracy. So I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just tell the truth. And I ask great questions. And I make great observations. They're complete idiots. I love my fans. One of my fans, John from Astoria, Queens. He says, President Root, 2025 to 2033. We'll see about that. But he says, don't forget, when Obama and Biden ruined our economy, it wasn't by mistake. They did it on purpose. There's another conspiracy the liberals missed. That Obama's goal wasn't helping the American economy. Obama's goal was helping people on welfare and screwing over everybody who makes money. Obama's goal was hurting anyone who owned a business, anyone who's a capitalist, anyone who's a capitalist hero, anyone who creates jobs was screwed over by Barack Obama on purpose. His goal was to hurt the American economy and hurt all the capitalists and the income producers and the job producers and help all the lazy bums on welfare. That's his audience. That's his crowd. That's all he cared about. And if you dare disagree with him, he'd sick the IRS on you. One of the biggest conspiracies in the history of America, because I lived it. You notice they never mention that? All the hundreds of articles in America and around the world that said Wayne Root and President Trump, a conspiracy theory, they mentioned like four things I've said in 3.5 years out of thousands and thousands of hours on TV. They tried to dig up four things to hurt me with, but they never mentioned the IRS scandal that Wayne Root says Obama used the IRS to destroy him, and he has proof because Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch sued the IRS and got all Wayne's records from the IRS, and they prove I was targeted, intimidated, and persecuted for my conservative political beliefs. They don't bring that up. You know why? Because they know it would get them in trouble. And then the worst conspiracy of all is they don't allow me on the air to answer their charges, to debate them, because they know I would destroy Chris Cuomo, destroy Rachel Maddow, destroy Morning Joe, the idiot, and his girlfriend, Minka Brinka Brzezinski, whatever the hell her name is. Idiot. If she'd have blonde hair and pretty, she'd never be on TV. She's an idiot. I would destroy her. They know I would destroy Don Lemon, another idiot, Don Lemon. He's the dumbest conspiracy theorist that ever lived, because every single thing he says turns out to be wrong or untrue. Phew. Crazy. And they won't allow me on any of their shows because they're scared to death. I'll debate them, and what I say will make such sense to the American people. They'll laugh at Chris Cuomo. They'll laugh at Micah Brzezinski. Is that her name? Micah. They'll laugh at Micah and Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough. They'll laugh at Don Lemon. They'll laugh at Chris Cuomo. Fredo. What a joke. They won't have me on because they're shaking in their boots. By the way, this segment of the show, last segment of the show, sponsored by Joe Williams and Vacation Restoration. He does hair restoration in Las Vegas. People fly in from all over the United States and all over the world to have their balding head turned into a beautiful crown of hair. And he is an artiste. He's been doing it for, I don't know how many years, but I've known him for 18 years. He's probably been doing it for about 40 years. I've known him for 18 years, and I've seen all the before and after photos, and he is the best in the world at what he does. That's my opinion. The best hair restoration surgeon in the world. One of only 200 doctors in the world who's a diplomate of the American Board of Hair Restoration Surgery, and now you can get a free vacation in Vegas out of it. Even if you don't live here, he'll give you a free vacation. Prices, inexpensive, reasonable, affordable, financing provided. He's the greatest. Give him a call. Free consultation. Nothing to lose. 888-357-0888. 888-357-0888. VacationRestoration.com. Let's grab Catherine in North Carolina. She's been waiting the longest. Hey, Catherine, we're running out of time. Be quick. Go.
Yes, Julian and Castro, I did a lot of extensive search on him because he was always talking about racism, Donald Trump. He is a Latino supremacist with the group La Raza Unida, and the radical communism movement is to kill all white people. He's in the group with Carlos Pelayo, and so he's a Latino supremacist.
We're running, Catherine. The music's off. But who are you talking about now? Somebody who's been criticizing President Trump? Which person are you talking about?
Julian Castro.
Okay, got it. Okay, the guy was running for president, Castro, for the Democratic Party. All right, they're all members of La Raza and all these different groups that want open borders and want to flood America with foreigners, who want welfare and food stamps and 1,000 other government free programs and free handouts from the moment they get here. And how can they get that money? They got to steal it from you, or they got to ring up the debt and steal it from future generations. This is what America's about today. The Democratic Party wants to steal from you and give to the lazy bums and foreigners who come into this country illegally. Amazing. See you tomorrow.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.